遵命求你。
阿们
阿们。
我们上个礼拜在这里思想到进化论的基本的思想是根据变的可能性。
And last week we mentioned that the basic idea of the theory of evolution is based on the possibility of change.
在希腊的哲学里面对宇宙的解释就有两个很重要的派系。
The Greek philosophers have two different schools of thought regarding the origin of the cosmos.
一个派系就是一切的变都是现象，不变才是实质。
The first one is that all changes are illusionary, and then unchanging world is the real one.
另外一个现象告诉我们，一切的不变是现象，变才是实质。
But the other one have it the other way around, that unchanging things are the phenomena, and changing things are the fact.
那这个呢是 substance.
The substance.
所以这个呢，辩论变动跟不变动的对抗。
And this conflict between the idea of changes and unchanging.
苏格拉底以前、苏格拉底以后都继续不断存在着。
Are things that continue before and after Socrates.
Heraclitus 就代表了变动哲学的鼻祖。
The philosopher Heraclitus became the founder of this school of thought about changing.
Zeno, Parmenides 就代表静止哲学的鼻祖。
And people like Zeno and Parmenides become the founder of the school of thought of The static.
这么在历史中间呢，两派就继续不断影响了各自不同的哲学的体系。
And in history, both these schools of thought have great influence over the world.
当然，当基督教向世界进军的时候
，But when Christianity came upon the world,
我们相信神是不变的，被造的世界是改变的。
We believe that God is immutable and unchanging, but the world is always changing.
所以在变动世界中间。我们抓住了永远不改变的上帝。
But in the changing world, we grab hold of God who never changes.
那这样我们就以不变可以应万变。
And so without changing, we can take care of the challenges of changes.
因为我们知道真理的本身是不可改变。
We know that the source of truth himself will not change.
那真理的不变性就是它超时间、超空间的本质。
And because truth does not change, it surpasses time and space.
真理是放诸四海而皆准。
The truth is the standard bearer all over the world.
历万代而常新。
It will never change throughout all generations.
所以这样在时间的变动过程中间
，in the progressions of time，
真理是不受影响的。
Truth will not be affected.
在地区的转移的界限里面。
And in geographical boundaries of the world,
真理是不变动的。
The truth will not change.
基督教所信的真理跟非基督徒所信的真理最大的本质的不同。
The difference between the idea of truth to the Christian and to the non-Christian.
基督教的真理是个有位格生命源头的上帝本体就是真理。
Is that the Christian believe that truth is a person with a status, God.
非基督教的真理
But the truth for the non-Christian.
人想象中间那一些比较抽象的一些客观存在的真理。
It's a product of their thought, some metaphysical objective understanding.
所以非基督的真理跟生命跟位格之间的关系是不存在的。
The concept of truth for the non-believers is not related to a personhood or a status.
而基督教所信的真理是本身是位格，本身又是生命的源头。
But the Christian believe the truth to be a person and the source of life.
所以真理就不是我们讨论的一个题目。
And therefore the truth is not the subject of our discussion.
真理更不是我们理性的一个产品。
And certainly not a product of our reasoning.
真理那是创造生命又是产生理性的源头。
And the truth indeed is the source of life and the source of reason.
所以我把我自己的哲学把它归纳起来变成一个很重要的一个结论。
When I look at my own philosophy, I have an important summary.
真理不是客观存在的。
That truth does not exist objectively.
真理是主体性存在的。
But the truth exists in its own subjectivity.
我们相信真理是存在的。
We believe that the truth does exist.
真理的存在跟我对真理认知的存在之间的关系，它是主体。我是客体。
But the truth is in itself a subject and I am an object.
当我说真理不是客观存在的。
When I say that the truth does not exist objectively.
我不是否定真理是存在的。
I am not saying that it does not exist.
我是认为真理不是一个客观的一个存在体。
But I believe the truth is not an existence that is objective by itself.
真理的本身是一切的主体，一切都是真理的客体。
That the truth in itself is a subject and all things come from the truth.
在我们提到真理的意思的时候，
When we think about the meaning of truth,
我们一定要超越了普遍对真理的看法。
We must surpass the normal understanding of the truth.
甚至超越了启克国的主观性的真理的讲论。
Indeed, we should exceed that of the theory that is proposed by Kierkegaard about how truth is subjective. Because the truth is subject.
其他的都是客体。
Everything else is object.
这是观念中间很大的革命。
This is a very big revolution in thoughts.
正好像从前认为地球是不动的，太阳是老地球的，我们转过来，地球是老太阳，太阳是不动的本体。
For example, in the past, we used to think that the sun revolved around the earth, but actually it's the other way around.
当你这个观念转过来以后，
When you turn this concept around,
那你整个对宇宙的概念、对真理的思想、对整个所有哲学的派系之间的分裂，你就有个总原则去处理它。
You will then find a general principle to take care of all the changes in philosophies in history.
所以我的结论是说呢，上帝就是有位格之真理的本体。
My conclusion then is that God is the subjectivity of the truth in himself.
God is a subjectivity of the truth in person. 所以他是有位格的。
So therefore he has a status.
这个真理是生命的源头。
He is the source of life.
真理是创造的本体。
He is the source of creation.
真理又是把生命赐给创造界的源头。
And the truth is also the person that gives us life.
把真理主动的把真理启示给被造中间能明白真理的那些的位格。
And the truth by his own initiative reveal himself to those who can understand the truth.
这样人才能真正明白真理是什么。
This is how we understand what truth really is.
真理的主体性、真理的生命本质跟真真理是位格的这个东西，就变成我们信仰很重要的一个原则了。
This idea that the truth is a subject is life and is a person becomes very important in our faith.
那当你思想到被动界需要一个原动者的时候，
When you think about how all things need a prime mover,
那你只能相信原动者的背后没有一个动的原因。
You need to understand that the final prime mover does not have a mover behind him.
这就是阿里士多德设修的一个前提。
And this is the preview of Aristotle's philosophy.
变动界的世界背后有一个使世界变动而本身绝对不动的本体。
That the moving world has a prime mover behind, a prime mover who does not move.
这个 unmoving mover 就变成 the first cause of everything move.
And so the unmoving mover is the first cause.
啊，这是很深的道理。
These are profound philosophy.
那么进化论到底是根据哪种思想呢？
And so from whence did the theory of evolution come from?
进化论是根据什么东西都在变动，所以进变成现在这个世界。
The idea is that all things are changing and it evolves into the present world.
那么变动的背后到底是什么东西产生这些的变动？
But what is behind all the changes?
今天的哲学已经沦落到一个盼望连上帝也是变成一个可变动者。
The philosophies in the world today expect God himself to be moved.
所以英国的 Alfred North Whitehead,
So Alfred North Whitehead of England,
他就提到连上帝也在变动。
Proposes that even God is changing.
那么这样的一个变化的上帝，
And so a changing God,
就自己没有办法保证以后他会变成一个怎么样的样子。
Is not able to guarantee how he himself will change in the future.
这种观念就从哲学转到神学里面。
And this concept has moved from philosophy into theology.
所以，Chicago 神学的一个 Hastron 一个教授。
So a professor Hastron of Chicago,
他就说连上帝也是变动的。
Proposed that even God himself is always changing.
到了20世纪中叶的时候，
In the midst of the 20th century,
法国的索本大学就建立了一个体系。
The Sorbonne University of France established a school.
一切的东西都在变动，这是唯一不变的事情。
To say that the only constant is change.
The only thing unchanged is everything is changing itself.所以一切都在变动。
Everything is changing.
这个东西就是历史上绝对没有改变的事情。
And this is something that history cannot change.
其实这个理论你再用逻辑推下去。
But if you look at it logically,
你就发现这是一个自我摧毁、自我抵消、自我矛盾的理论。
You will find that this theory is self-contradictory.
如果一切都不是变动，一切都是不绝对的，你不可以把这个当作信仰，因为你的信仰一绝对化的时候，就变成不变动了。
Because if you say that all things are changing, this idea of changing cannot be a theory because the theory itself must change.
一切都变动是我们在现象界看到的东西。
We can see from the surface phenomena that indeed all things are changing.
这些现象界都有个物质做他们的本体。
And it seems to be material changes.
所以我们可以说物质界在变化的中间，这是很可以接受的事情。
We can therefore accept that indeed the material world is changing.
但是物质界本身是被造的，随着变动的中间。
The material world is part of creation, and so it is always changing.
当然，你可以提到为什么要相信有个创造者才能解释这个被造的世界呢
？You may then ask the question, why should we need a creator that created a created world?
最近 Stephen Hawking 在香港。的时候，他又讲这样的话语。
Recently, Stephen Hawking says in Hong Kong,
他相信时间的空间本，时间与空间本身是一个永恒性的，不需要一个开始的。
He believed that time space is self-existing.
那我们今天不在这里辩论了。
We will not debate this today.
因为物质的本身是一个恒常事的事物吗
？Is it true that material is everlasting?
这个叫做 constancy of the matter.
Is it constant?
那么这个东西呢，我们看见这种物质跟能量之间可以彼此兑换的时候
，When we have a formula that exchanges material with energy，
你只能说 constancy of the energy 是比 constancy of matter 更近乎真理的。
You can only say that there is indeed more constancy in energy than that of matter。
所以上帝用他的能力创造物质，这完全一点没有违背现在的物理常识。
When we say that God created material with His power, it is consistent with physical understanding.
问题是我们把一个物质爆炸变成有无限能量的这种爆炸行动，你是一个方向的。
But there's only one direction understanding that material can be changed from material into energy.
就是你就是 E is equal to MC square， 把物质变成 energy。
In E equals MC square, we understand that material can become great energy.
但人有什么办法把这无穷无尽的 energy 变成一个有限的有形的物质呢？
But do we have the ability to change great energy into material?
这我们就看出了一个定律。
So here we see a definition.
就是创造就是用能量产生物质。
Creation is when energy produces material.
科学跟物质的爆炸就是用物质化成能量。
But in science, we understand material to become energy.
那这个创造论就建立在一种变化的可能性上面。
And so evolution comes from the possibility of change.
啊，这种变化跟这些更改、更变、更易的这个原则是被应用在生物学的研究上的。
And this principle of change is used in the study of biology.
所以你说生命、生物是一直变化，从最简单的生命变成最复杂的人，这就叫做进化论。
And the theory of evolution proposes a simple life form evolving into complex life form like human beings.
这个理论不是从达尔文开始的。
And this theory did not start from Charles Darwin.
这种假设是从阿里斯多德的思想早就有了。
But this assumption was found in the thoughts of Aristotle.
在这个 Leucippus 的思想里面。
In the thoughts of Leucippus.
在这 Empedocles 的思想里面。
And Empedocles.
在这个其他的。就进化的或者原子论的多元的哲学家的思想里面
and in philosophers that deal with atomic particles
这些人都已经提到了变化的可能
all these people were already proposing the possibility of change
问题是变化的可能
but this idea of evolution
要变成进化的可能
of changes
你一定要加上另外一个元素进去
you need another element
那个元素是乐观主义
and this element is optimism
就是越变越好
That evolution will go from bad to better.
越变越近
That it will always be improving.
Changing into better, better, better result. 然后呢，结果越变越厉害
And that things will become more advanced with evolution.
越变越高级
And become more advanced.
越变越进步
And more improvement.
越变越复杂
More complexity.
所以阿里斯多德也用这种乐观的因素加到变化的程序中间去。
Aristotle believed this to be an optimistic view.
所以在水里面一个很简单的细胞。
The idea is that in the water you may have a very simple cell.
变化成这些有思想功能意识形态的这种发展的人的这个生命中间来。
Evolving into a complex human being who can think and reason.
那么这个乐观的劲到底是从哪里来的种子呢？
And this optimism, where did it come from?
这就是进化论自己没有办法解释的问题。
This is something the theory of evolution cannot answer.
但在物理学的定律里面不是如此。
But this is not the case in physics.
所以我们看见一个东西放在那里，久久它是越来越变越坏，越来越烂，越来越朽坏，越来越混乱。
In physics, we see that we place an object there, it will decay and become worse and worse.
你们有哪一个人买一辆脚车，五百年都变成摩托车的
？If you buy a bicycle, does it become a motorcycle 500 years later?
你的汽车变得越来越新，越来越漂亮的。
Or would your car keep becoming better?
那个 the law of decadence.
This is called the law of decadence.
就慢慢化解。
That things will continue to decay.
慢慢朽坏。
Continue to spoil.
慢慢变成不好。
Continue to become not good.
这个跟进化论的乐观是完全相违背的事情。
This is against the optimism of evolution.
我个人认为，在过去这几百年中间呢。
For me, for the past few centuries,
人类的文化里面产生了两次的大革命。
There are two great revolutions in the civilization of mankind.
第一次的革命是天文学的革命。
The first revolution is that of astronomy.
第二次的革命是生物学的革命。
The second revolution is in biology.
那么在生物学的革命里面，达尔文是作为代表。
And Charles Darwin is the pioneer in the revolution in biology.
达尔文以前几百年，这个天文学的革命是以哥本尼做代表。
But a few centuries before Charles Darwin, Copernicus is the one who represents the
revolution. 哥本尼以前，无论所有的宗教、所有的文化，都相信太阳是绕着地球而旋转的。
Before him, all people believed that the sun revolved around the earth.
那这不一定叫做信仰，这叫做知识。
This is not faith, this is knowledge.
为什么？因为我们眼睛就是这么看的。
Because that's how we observe it.
但我们要证明这个事情是真的时候，我们最伟大的证据就是我亲眼看见的。
When we want to prove something, we always say, I've seen it with my own eyes.
你不必骗我。
You don't have to lie to me.
你不必再装假。
You don't have to fake it.
你不要再辩论。
Do not debate with me anymore.
我亲眼看见的。
Because I've seen it with my own eyes.
用这个很幼稚的方法作为科学的基础是很可怕的事情。
And if we base our scientific understanding on this, it is very dangerous.
因为从亚当到现在，没有一个人看过地球绕太阳，都是看见太阳绕地球。
Because from the time of Adam till today, by observation, it is the sun that is going around the earth.
甚至不需要变成信仰，因为这就是常识。
This is common knowledge.
连狗如果会讲话，他已经告诉你太阳绕地球。
Even if the dog can speak, he will tell you that the sun goes around the earth.
但是我亲眼看见的，我就是这样。
The dog will say, "I've seen it with my own eyes."
这个是现象。
Because these are phenomena.
现象就是科学吗？
Does that mean it's scientific?
你感官的经历就是证据吗？
Is your feelings part of the evidence?
这也就是理性主义反对经验主义的原因了。
And this is why the rationalistic people are against those who come from experiences.
原来在过去的四百年，
In the past 400 years,
三百年里面，
300 years,
英国的哲学跟欧洲大陆的哲学产生很大的对抗。
The English philosophers are against those from the continental Europe.
英国的哲学是走了 empiricism 的道路。
The English philosophers go on the pathway of empiricism.
欧洲的大陆是走这个 rationalism 的道路。
Whereas the Europeans went on the pathway of rationalism.
理性主义的人承认我们的知识得自感官的感应。
The rationalists believe that our understanding should be greater than our feelings.
但是说感官的感应不能成为整个真理的最高点。
That feelings in itself cannot be the climax of our understanding.
十一感官不忠于感官。
You, although you have feelings, you ought not to place great emphasis on it.
当你摸一块钢铁的时候，
For example, when you touch a piece of steel,
你再摸一块棉花的时候，
And then you start to touch a piece of cotton,
你会发现棉花很暖，钢铁很冷。
You will find that the steel is very cold and the cotton very soft.
所以你就说呢，这样我的感官告诉我，在同一个房间里面，钢铁的温度跟棉花的温度是不一样的。
And so by your feeling, the temperature of the steel is different than that of the cotton.
那么这个 feeling causes your experience.
And 它这个感觉使到你自己有不同的经历。
你的 experience is so real and so personal.
而这个经历是那么的真实。
但是这是个 subjective understanding.
但是这个是一个主观性的看法。
这种 subjective understanding 是个错误的结论。
This is the wrong conclusion.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为在同一个房间里面，什么东西应当是同样的温度才对的。
Because all things in the same room should have the same temperature.
为什么你摸棉花的时候你感到很温暖，特别摸羊毛特别暖？
But when you touch a cotton and a piece of wool, it seems very warm.
你摸钢铁特别冷。
But when you touch a piece of steel, it's very cold.
冬天的时候，你不会说我穿贴的衣服。
So in winter, you're not going to wear steel.
因为这个更硬，风透不过，我就更保暖了。
You will not say that I can wear steel because it's harder than cotton.
为什么你会穿这个羊毛的衣服呢？
Why would you choose to wear wool?
你甚至可以穿很薄很薄的幼嫩的小羊的 cashmere 的这个羊毛的衣服。
Or maybe a clothing made of cashmere.
但它就比贴的衣服给你更温暖的感觉。
It gives you a better feeling of warm.
原来这个温度本身不在羊毛里面，这个温度也不在钢铁里面，温度的感觉在乎你的体温被它吸收多少，使你产生一个错觉，它的温度是多少。
Because it's an illusion when you touch this object, the heat from your body is being absorbed over, giving you an illusion.
当你摸一块铁的时候
，When you touch a piece of steel,
铁就把你的热度吸收了，你就减少热度，你说这个很冷。
The steel absorbs your heat, so you feel cold.
当你摸羊毛的时候，羊毛绝对隔眼没有办法吸收你任何热度，你热度还在你，你是很暖哦。
So when you touch a piece of wool, the wool is actually blocking the heat away from you.
哲学里面经验论就经不起考验了。
Therefore, experiences cannot stand the test of time.
理性主义更深一层分析的时候，经验论就显出自己的缺点了。
And when the rationalists think about this further, they understand experience to be unworthy.
但当时的欧洲大陆的哲学家就轻看英国的哲学家，英国的哲学家就轻看欧洲大陆的哲学家。
And both the philosophers of England and that of continental Europe looked down on each other.
那么哪一派的人有权威去否定别的权威呢？
Which school of philosophers have the authority to deny
the other? 难道牛津大学的声望输给巴黎大学吗？
The University of Cambridge is not necessarily better than that of France.
难道剑桥大学的知识输过海德堡大学吗？
Or Oxford against Heidelberg.
所以我告诉你，学术不等于就是权威。
Therefore, I tell you, academics does not represent authority.
学术也不等于就是真理。
Academics does not necessarily bring us the truth.
今天我因为不是教哲学，所以我不讲得更详细下去。
I will not go into further detail because we are not teaching philosophy.
结果这两派就需要另外一派来折冲来对抗，就产生了德国的康德出现的。
And because both these schools of thought needed someone to bring harmony, Kant appeared in Germany.
康德的批判哲学就试试看把理性主义跟经验主义的缺点全部放在他的批判的权柄下面。
And Kant has this idea of critique of philosophies to critique all philosophies.
所以这就变成一个新时代的一个开始。
And a new era started.
但是康德就把现象界所能知的跟本体界所不能知的两个范围又分开来。
And Kant segregated what we can know and what we cannot know from the phenomena.
In the noumenal world and the phenomenal world. 所以在现象界里面我们可以知道的东西，这其实是很低的。
And he understands things of the phenomena to be low.
在本体界里面，我们理性没有办法够到的地方是更高的。
And things that our reason cannot reach are of higher status.
所以信仰还是需要的。
Therefore, we still need faith.
科学没有办法否定宗教。
Science cannot deny faith.
那么进化论产生的时候
，When the theory of evolution came by,
就很多人盼望这是可信的科学来否定。不可证明的宗教。
Many people want the theory of evolution to deny faith, which cannot be proven.
那为什么这么多的基督徒就不管这是什么事？反正我就每个礼拜做礼拜就好了。我们这样不负责任，我们怎样做上帝的见证呢
？How can we be the witness of God if we are not responsible to answer all these questions?
当哥本尼产生了天文学的革命的时候
，When Copernicus brought about the revolution in astronomy,
他知道从物质、从现象、从距离。从移动的相对性发现，不是太阳绕地球，是 地球绕太阳。
From the observation of all that is around him, he realized that it is the earth that revolves around the sun.
所以这可以不可以说是第一次否定我亲眼见的是真理呢？
Perhaps this is the first time he denied what we can see physically.
这可以不可以说是事实胜过经验的一种突破？
Perhaps it is a breakthrough where the fact wins over our experiences.
这理论一出来的时候，
when his theory was proposed,
全世界人都认为他是发疯的。
The entire world thought that he has gone mad.
有眼不识泰山。
That although he has eyes, he could not see.
天天看见太阳绕地球，还敢说地球绕太阳？
Every day you can see that the sun revolves around the earth.
你们中间哪一个人看过地球绕太阳？举手，我一定把你砍下来。
Those of you who have seen the earth revolving around the sun can raise your hand.
你们从来没有看见地球绕太阳。
Surely we have not seen this.
那为什么你相信地球绕太阳？
But why do you believe that the earth revolves around the sun?
因为这是科学吗？
Because it's science.
你为什么就相信科学呢？
Why would you believe science?
所以你不要说我迷信，我也可以说你迷信。
I can say that you are superstition in this way.
但是我告诉你，
But I tell you this.
哥本尼的革命是伟大的。
His revolution was great indeed.
哥本尼的革命是对的。
And it was correct.
哥本尼对全世界的贡献是应当被尊重的。
And Copernicus's contribution to the world ought to be honored.
因为他证实、正确解释了上帝的创造。
He has explained the creation of God correctly.
那么这样一传出来，受伤的是教会啊。
Does that not mean that the church should be hurt by this?
受害羞的是教会的权威啊。
The power of the church should be shamed.
教会教导人。地球是静止，太阳绕地球的时候，它是用很绝对的权柄来教导世界上的。
The church back then, with great authority, taught that the world is static and the sun revolves around the world.
不但用权威的形象教导这个非真理，还引用上帝的圣经来衬托自己，认为我们讲的一定不会错。
Although they did not teach it correctly, they used the Bible to show that they were right.
教会错了。
So the church was wrong.
不承认是教会错。
They would not admit it.
就承认是圣经错。
They say the Bible is wrong.
不但承认圣经错。
Not only would they admit that.
还承认上帝错。
They say God may be wrong.
这种跟正确科学对抗的假宗教信仰，就产生了基督教没落。
And this false religiosity created a fall in Christianity.
当基督徒面对这样的情形的时候，
When a Christian faces a situation like this,
我们要怎样挽回基督教的信仰？
How do we win back the faith of Christianity?
你说因为我是基督徒，所以基督教一定是真理的。
You say because I'm a Christian, so Christianity must be true.
因为我是基督教徒，我一定要站在替基督教徒讲话的地位。
Because I'm a Christian, I must speak for Christianity.
那这就是基督教的败坏。
This is where we can be wrong.
我告诉你，当教会错的时候，教会要悔改。
When the church is wrong, the church must repent.
当教皇错的时候，教皇要悔改。
When the pope is wrong, the pope must repent.
牧师错的时候，牧师要悔改。
When the pastor is wrong, the pastor must repent.
当圣经错的，圣经要不要悔改？
Then you say, well, if the Bible is wrong, can the Bible repent?
所以我告诉你，圣经是神启示的真理。
The Bible is the revealed truth of God.
所以圣经的真理你怎么去解释？是你可能产生错误，不等于是圣经本身是错误的。
The explanation of the Bible could be wrong, but the Bible will not be wrong.
所以今天当圣经与科学发生冲突的时候，
So today when there's a conflict between the Bible and science,
你要找出两个最大的可能性。
There are two possibilities that you need to seek after.
第一，是圣经错了，所以违背科学的真理。
The first one is it possible that the Bible is wrong and it's unscientific?
第二，是科学错了，所以没有办法回答，没有办法回应圣经里面的教训。
And secondly, could it be that science is wrong and cannot answer the Bible?
所以当圣经与科学发生冲突的时候，
So when there's a conflict between the Bible and science,
你一定要很清楚认定这两个可能性之间的一个。
You must be very clear about these two possibilities.
因为基督教对圣经解释错了，产生与科学之间的冲突。
Could it be that Christianity has interpreted the Bible wrongly to bring about a conflict?
或者科学随便解释大自然的现象，解释错了，产生与圣经的冲突？
Or could it be that science has explained nature wrongly and created a conflict with the Bible?
这一个结论，
This conclusion
需要很多的探讨，很多的资料比较，结果才能定出来。
It requires great research and studies and comparison.
所以我告诉你，
So I tell you this.
事实证明，
The fact is,
特别一百年以后，
Especially 100 years later,
Copernicus 有一百年，有一个德国人叫做 Johann Kepler。
And there is a German by the name of Johann Kepler.
他证明是哥布尼对是基督教错。
100 years later, he proved that the church was wrong and Copernicus was right.
这个代表什么呢？
What does this mean?
代表上帝被打了一巴掌。
Does that mean that we have just slapped God in the face?
代表圣经的错被挖掘出来吗？
That we have found a great error in the Bible?
不是的。
No.
代表基督教随便解释圣经是自讨羞辱。
It tells us that the church has shamed itself by interpreting the Bible wrongly.
基督徒随便利用圣经的权威是自找羞耻。
And the Christian have shamed himself by misusing the authority of the Bible.
基督徒要悔改。
So Christians need to repent.
教会要认错。
The church needs to repent.
教皇要认罪。
So would the Pope.
因为我们无形之中以错误加上权威，就逼迫了那些为真理做见证的人。
Indirectly, we have mixed our error with our power and we persecuted those who bore witness to the truth.
教会历史里面很羞耻的一件事情。
This is a shameful page in the history of the church.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们竟然站在错误的一边。
We have stood on the wrong side.
我们就按字句解圣经。
And we have literally explained the Bible.
圣经早就说了，字句是叫人死，唯有经义是叫人活。
The Bible tells us that the letter of the word brings us to death, but the spirit of the word brings us to life.
圣经说地球不动，太阳绕地球吗？
Did the Bible say that the earth is static and the sun revolves around
it? 你说是啊。
You say yes.
按字句来说是这样啊。
Literally speaking, maybe so.
所以诗篇第十九篇告诉我们。
Psalms 19 says,
太阳的光从东方到西方，如同新郎出洞房。
The light of the sun goes from the east to the west like a groom coming out of his room.
这是一种文学的描写。
This is a poetic description.
这是一种现象的记述。
A kind of description of the phenomenon.
直到今天，
till today,
我们都知道不是太阳绕地球。
We all know that it is not that the sun revolves around the earth.
但当你今天写文章的时候，
But when you write an essay,
你会不会说东方露白，当地球绕太阳的时候？
You would not say that when the earth revolves around the sun, the east becomes white.
我看见我们的太阳就出现了。
Then I see the sun coming out.
你还不会这样写的。
You would not write in this way.
你照样要写清晨，东方露白，太阳上升的时候，你是违背科学，对不对？
What you would say is that the sun is rising from the east. By so writing, you are against science.
为什么21世纪的文学还是照样写东方露白，太阳上升的日子，他不会说当地球再绕的时候，太阳就跑出来了。
In the 21st century, writers are still describing the sun as rising from the east. Why?
这个文学的描写不是科学的范围。
Because this is a literary way of explaining.
当我们在宗教的信仰里面，
In the religious faith,
提到了是现象的描述的时候，
When we talk about how phenomena has been described,
我们不可以用这个代替就是科学的解释。
We must not use this to explain scientific explanation.
这样哥布尼不是反对基督教。
And so Copernicus was not against Christianity.
哥布尼的动机也不是反对教皇的。
And he was not trying to be against the Pope.
他不过站在一个观察上帝所创造的世界中间，找到了解释被造界的事实的一种科学精神的表达。
All he did was to express a scientific spirit from an observer's point of view.
那很可惜的事情，
But regretfully,
就这件事过了几百年以后，
A few hundred years after this incident,
另外一个科学的革命产生出来了。
Another scientific revolution came.
就是天文学的革命完了以后，就产生了生物学的革命。
After the revolution in astronomy comes that of biology.
当生物学的革命产生出来的时候，
When this revolution came about,
达尔文就说呢，不是上帝创造，是天然演化的结果。
Charles Darwin proposed that it is not the creation of God, but a natural occurrence.
那么教会受了一次的教训。
The church has gone through a bitter lesson.
现在就闭口不敢言了。
Now it started to keep quiet.
免得越辩护越自讨羞辱。
So that the more you defend, the more chances of making errors.
结果让进化论嚣张起来。
And the church allowed the theory of evolution to prosper.
夺取了文化界的领头地位。
And they become a leading force in culture.
进入到大学里面，成为生物学的教导权威。
We enter into the university and become an important lesson in biology.
那我们就不知道要怎么样了。
And we don't know what to do.
因为教会过去错了一次。
Because we have made a big error before.
教会现在不要再错第二次。
And so the church will not make a second mistake.
我们就默认说是的，是的，不是上帝创造，是世界是自己演化。
So we sort of admit that it is a result of evolution.
那我很不甘愿这个事情。
I am not willing to take this.
所以我要很清楚地分开来。
So I want to segregate carefully.
当错的被认为是对的时候，我们吃亏了多少？
The mistakes, the suffering we did when we acknowledge something to be wrong, who is right to be wrong.
当对的被认为是错的时候，我们又吃亏多少？
But when things that are right then we consider it wrong, how much suffering we get?
我做的结论是什么呢？
My conclusion is,
天文学的革命是真的。
The revolution in astronomy is correct.
生物学的革命是假的。
But the revolution in biology is not correct.
哥布尼的理论是对的。
The theory of Copernicus was right.
教会对他的反对跟逼迫是错的。
The objection and persecution of the church towards him was wrong.
达尔文的理论是假的。
The theory of Charles Darwin was not right.
教会对他的妥协又是错的。
But the compromise of the church towards him is also wrong.
那么你说我对这句话很有兴趣啊。
You say this sounds quite interesting.
为什么不可以把达尔文的生物学的革命跟哥布尼的这个天文学的革命等量齐观呢？
Why would we not equate both revolutions on the same manner?
因为天文学的革命是照事实讲出来的。
Because the revolution in astronomy came from the observation of facts.
哥布尼的这个 heliocentric theory 是真的， geocentric theory 是假的。
And his theory about the sun being the center of the universe is correct.
Heliocentric 就是太阳是中心的理论。
Heliocentric means the sun is the center.
Geocentric 地球是中心的理论。
But geocentric means that the earth is the center.
教会说持守的是假的。
And so the church was wrong.
哥布尼所提倡的是真的。
And his theory was correct.
但是教会所提倡的上帝创造万有是真的。
But the church believed that God has created all things is right.
达尔文所讲的是宇宙自然演化的是假的。
And Charles Darwin's idea that the world come about by itself is wrong.
那么你说你很不公正，第一种科学你赞成，第二次的科学革命你反对。
And you say, well, you are pretty unjust. You say the first revolution is right, the second one is wrong.
我告诉你，
I tell you
就因为第二次的革命不是科学。
Because the second revolution is not scientific.
我们一定要反对。
So we must be opposing to it.
进化论是在科学的范围里面讨论事实，用的方法论绝对不是科学的。
The methodology used in the theory of evolution in itself is not scientific.
所以我给它名称叫 pseudoscience.
So I use the word pseudoscience.
这是假科学。
It's not real science.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为科学一定要有事实证明这是真的事情，那我们的知识就建立在真实的基础上面，这个叫做科学。
Science occurs when we build our theory upon facts.
所以在整个拉丁文学里面。
In the whole Latin world,
有三个层次代表人类文化的三个层面。
There are three explanations about human culture.
第一个字就是我知道。
The first one is I know.
那我没有办法知道的，我思想。
The things that I cannot know, I think.
我想不通而是真的事情，我相信。
And if I cannot figure it out, but it is real, I will believe.
我知道是你考察，然后呢验证，结果呢？产生了正面的正确知识，这个叫做 science.
The word science means that I observe, I prove, and then I prove that it's true.
So something can be experimented.
That if there's experiment.
Analyzed and proven.
我可以分析，可以用来考察。
That is a fact.
它变成事实。
I have to confess objectively that this is fact, so I know the truth.
所以客观性的，我知道这是事实。
这个希腊文叫做 skill, S-C-I-O.
And in Greek it's called skill, S-C-I-O.
但是超过这个范围的怎么样呢？
But what about things that are beyond this?
我就想。
I think that.
这个想的东西不一定证实出来。
When I think, it may not be true.
但是这些东西你也不能反证它。
But you cannot prove that I'm wrong.
这就产生了思想功能、哲学探讨，这个叫做呢 cogito。
And this is called cogito, the idea of thought and philosophy.
科学是 skill 的范围。
Science is under the realm of skill.
Skill 就变成 science 这个字的字根。
And skill is the root word of science.
这就产生一个思考的范围。
Philosophy comes in the realm of thought.
所以第一个层次 skill.
So the first level is skill.
第二个层次是 cogito.
The second one is cogito.
我思想功能没有办法勾到的一个地方的时候。
And when my thoughts cannot reach a certain level.
我信仰这是真的。
I will believe it to be true.
那么这个科学没有办法反证的。
This is something science cannot prove.
思考又没有办法勾到的。
And my thought cannot reach.
那个就不是 skill, 也不是 cogito.
It is not skill or cogito.
那个变成了 credo.
It becomes credo.
你今天这一堂你听懂了，你一生聪明很多，我告诉你。
After this lesson, you may be a lot more intelligent.
你可省读几年的书。
You can save a lot of time.
这科学的范围 skill.
So science is in the realm of skill.
哲学的范围是 cogito.
Philosophy in cogito.
而 cogito. 而宗教的范围是 credo.
Whereas faith is in credo.
我现在问你，
My question is,
做人应当有道德。
As a human being, we need to have ethical living.
赞成吗？
Do you agree?
赞成吗？
Do you agree?
我应当有道德。
I should have ethics in my life.
科学有没有资格证明这句话是对的？
Can science prove this to be true?
没有办法证明。
It cannot.
那什么叫做最好的道德？
What does the best ethics mean?
你的思想可以完全勾到吗？
Can your thought understand this?
至少我相信做一个有道德的人比做一个没有道德的人更有价值。这个信仰就是真理。
At the very minimum, I think that it's better to be an ethical person than a not ethical person.
Not only better, more valuable.
More valuable.
To be an ethical person than to be a person without ethics. 那么这个信，道德的存在是有价值的。这个信仰不是科学的范围，科学是很低的东西。
And this belief is not in the realm of science. Science is pretty lowly.
那么如果达尔文所讲的是事实是道德，我就可以接受了。
If what Charles Darwin said is of the truth, is of ethics, I can accept him.
虽然科学是一个很低的层次。
Although science is in a lowly realm.
很可惜的，达尔文所讲的连这么低的层次的资格都没有。
Sadly, even Charles Darwin is not worthy to talk about this. 所
以当我接受哥本尼的理论的时候，
So when I accept the theory of Copernicus,
我是承认这是事实，我应当明白，应当接受。
I acknowledge this to be fact that I should accept it.
达文提出进化论的时候，
But when Charles Darwin proposed the theory of evolution,
因为他本身的方法论就不是科学的。
His own methodology is not scientific.
所以基督徒就没有责任，没有义务去接受这个理论。
And so Christians do not have the responsibility or the obligation to accept it.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为进化论所要讨论的是生物界的事实。
Theory of evolution wants to discuss biological facts.
而进化论所结论的不是生物界的事实。
But the conclusion is not a biological fact.
从一种
From one
变成另外一种
to become another kind.
这是历史上从来没有发生的事实。
This is something that cannot be seen in history.
不能用归纳、用现象、用证实去证明这是一个真理。
And so you cannot summarize or prove this to be fact.
把一种物种变成另外一种物种的祖先，这不是科学，这是假设。
It is an assumption that things can move from one species to another.
所以如果你是一个真正研究科学的人，
If you are truly scientific,
你怎么可能把假设当作是真理呢？
You cannot treat assumption as the truth.
我在这件事情上向全世界的知识分子挑战。
And so I challenge all intellectuals of the world in this matter.
假设的本身没有理由，没有资格构成科学的理论。
Assumption in itself is not worthy to become a theory.
那么假设的结果就是探讨，探讨的结果就是求证，求证的结果就是事实证明来印证你的假设里面这个意思是对的。
The assumption should result in the observation result in the proving and hypothesis.
那么呢，达尔文是不是做这个工作呢？
Did Charles Darwin do all these things?
不是的。
No, he did not.
我现在先分析达尔文一生最大的成就是什么。
Let me first summarize his greatest achievement in life.
达尔文是个很伟大的人。
Charles Darwin was a great person.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他毕生研究生物。
He spent his entire life studying biology.
花了很多的心血。
He spent a lot of energy.
他用了好几年的时间跟着小猎犬号周游整个差不多当时所知道的世界。
He spent many years on the beagle traveling around the world.
尽心尽力把各地的标本拿来比较，去研究这些物种应当怎样分类。
And he spent a lot of time studying specimens from different countries.
所以呢，他把这个物种分成类、属、科，与许许多多不同的层次。
He categorized all sorts of beings by their specimens.
有几十万种、几百万种的动物跟植物分类到这么详细。这是他伟大的贡献。
And his great achievement was in categorizing many thousands upon thousands of
species. 他的辛劳
，his hard work，
我们不可忘记。
We cannot forget it.
他的贡献
，his contribution，
我们不可否认。
We cannot deny.
他的大道的成就
，the things that he has accomplished，
我们一定要尊重。
We must honor.
但达尔文做了第二个工作
，but he had a second work.
这第二个工作是假设这一种可以变成另外一种。
And that is to assume that this species can evolve into another one.
这个第二个工作就不是在科学的范围了。
And this second area of his work is not in the realm of science.
第二类的辛苦是从假设、从想象中间产生出来了。
It came as a product of his understanding and thinking process.
你不可以把这个归到科学类里面。
You cannot consider this as scientific.
所以我们现在就把达尔文作为一个例子来说
，using Charles Darwin as an example，
他是用假设的方法论跳到科学的研究的生物的范围里面去。
He used the methodology of assumption and jumped right into proving。
所以他要研究的是科学的范围，是自然科学的范围，是自然中间有关生物的生命的这一种阶段。这种范围的科学
to understand biology through natural science and observation.
但是呢
，however，
当然用的方法是用假设去产生各种类之间的关联跟进程的时候
，when he used the method of assumption to explain how things progress from one to another，
已经离开了科学的研究。
He has already departed from the principles of science.
1859年
，so in 1859，
当他印出这本物种起源的时候
，when he published the origin of the species，
里面用的字是什么呢？
The words he used in there
if,
is if,
suppose,
or suppose,
we may imagine,
我们可以假设
probably,
可能
it is possible,
这是可能的，
还有 hypothetically speaking,
就是说在假设上我们这样子看，
这些的词句一共出现1100多次。
All these words appear more than 1,100 times in the book.
你会不会把这样的词句当作就是科学呢？
Would you then consider all these words as scientific?
我假设二加二等于八，好不好？
Let me assume that 2 + 2 = 8.
我们可以想象9+2 = 12。
What about 9+2 = 12？
那么这我们可以想象。
We can assume this.
假如说
，if
可能性的
，possible，
如果是的
，if this is the case，
这些都。不是科学。
All these are not science. 所
以，如果你不从这个角度去这个应对进化论的话
，If you do not challenge the theory of evolution from this angle，
你囫囵吞枣把进化论当作就是科学
，And you just simply accept the theory as science。
那我不得不告诉你
，Then I will have to tell you，
你对进化论的信仰是基督徒对基督教的信仰更大的迷信。
You have a greater superstition towards the theory of evolution than Christians have towards their faith.
因为当基督教人说你们科学，你们基督教的信仰是没有科学证据的。
When the evolutionists look at us and say the Christian faith has no evidence,
你很容易反过来问，请问你进化论理论到底有什么科学的证据？
It is easy for you to answer by asking him for evidence in his theory of evolution.
所以，许多的基督徒做人做得太好了，又良善又忠心。又傻瓜。
Many Christians are very kind and very loving.
所以我们就站在挨骂、挨这个挨人家打、挨人家责备、挨人家审判那个被动的地步。
And so willingly we become passive and we are willing to be judged by other people.
我十六七岁的时候
，When I was in my teens，
我就很惊奇进化论。
I was very amazed with the theory of
evolution. 我就接受进化论
，and I've accepted it.
我就佩服进化论
，and I think that it was a great theory.
当我在神的面前在审查的时候
，but before God, when I search myself,
我就惊奇我自己为什么这么笨走这条道路。
I was shocked at my own ignorance.
然后我就对自己说
，and I said to myself,
是因为基督教是我的信仰，所以我一定要袒护基督教吗？
Is it because I'm a Christian that I have to defend Christianity?
是因为我是基督徒，所以我一定要替基督教讲话吗？
Is it because I'm a Christian that I have to speak for Christianity?
不是如此。
No.
如果基督教是真理，我就信基督教； 如基督教不是真理，我就丢掉基督教。
I will believe in Christianity if it is the truth, and I will discard it if it is not.
那我一丢掉基督教，我要接受什么呢
？But if, when I discard it, what should I accept?
我一定要接受进化论吗
？Do I have to accept?
我要有
同
样原则，很严谨的对进化论说：如果你是真理，我就接受你；如果你不是真理，我也丢掉你。
So with the same principle, I would say to the theory of evolution, if you are the truth, I will accept you. If not, I will discard you.
这个原则才是个公正的原则。
Then this sort of principle would be just.
我记得许多人接受进化论，为什么呢？
Many people today accept the theory of evolution.
是不是进化论已经被证实是一个客观的自然科学的知识的真理吗？
Is it because it has been proven as an objective scientific fact?
不是的。
Not so.
今天很多人接受进化论，因为他要逃避。一定要相信上帝创造的这种信仰。
Many people accept evolution because they want to escape the idea that God created the world.
一个人逃避上帝的创造的信仰，因为他不愿意被认为是个迷信的、落伍的一种人，他要被称为是时髦的、是现代化的知识青年。
They do not want to be considered as traditional or superstition. They want to be considered as modern and scientific.
这样的，我要证明我是科学的。
To prove that I'm scientific.
我要证明我是现代的。
That I'm modern.
我要证明我是新潮流的。
That I follow with the times.
我就接受进化论。
I will accept theory of evolution.
这样你的动机跟你的伦理本身又发生毛病了。
The motive and the methods in itself are wrong.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
进化论的本身
，The theory of evolution itself,
建立在假设的基础上
，is built on the basis of assumption.
进化的本身就不可也没有资格被称为是科学。
And therefore, it is not worthy to be considered science.
进化论的本身是猜测，是假设，是假如，是如果，是这些前提的方法论建立起来的。
The theory of evolution is built on the methodology of assumptions.
我们只能把进化论也当作人类对生物界的一种信仰，而不是科学。
At best, we can consider it as a kind of faith towards natural science, but not science.
所以这样，如果我们把进化论列在科学里面。把宗教列在迷信里面，你做了双重错误的判断。
You will make two mistakes if you consider the theory of evolution as science and faith as superstition.
因为信仰跟迷信是不一样的。
Faith is different from superstition.
照样，科学跟假科学也不是一样。
In the same manner, science is different from pseudoscience.
你把假的科学当作科学，你已经犯错了。
When you treat pseudoscience as science, you have made a big error.
你把信仰混合于迷信，你又是错了。
And when you confuse faith with superstition, you make a second error.
或者一个人对这些的分辨力量很弱的时候
，When a person is quite weak in this segregating these things,
他们就常常落在最大的错误中间，但没有自我的觉悟。
They will drop into the greatest error without realizing it.
我曾经对你们讲过，在二十世纪初期的时候
，I have once told you in the beginning of the 20th century,
特别在中国的社会里面
，especially in the Chinese society，
有学问的人把迷信、把宗教当作迷信
；the intellectuals consider faith as superstition，
没有学问的人把迷信当作宗教
；but the ignorant consider superstition as faith。
到了二十世纪快要结束的时候
，but when the 20th century is about to end，
连共产党才开始慢慢学会要把迷信跟信仰把它分开来。
The communists, even the communists started to understand that superstition and faith are different things.
迷信里面有信，但是信里面不需要有迷。
Superstition may have the element of faith, but it ought not to have a confusion.
宗教是伟大的。
Faith and religion are great.
虽然宗教不一定都是对的。
Although not all religions are right.
而迷信是迷误的。
But superstition is a loss of way.
迷信是偏差的。
It is a biased thinking.
迷路的人有没有走路啊？
The person who is lost is walking along the road.
不但走路，而且可能比平常的人走得更快一点。
A person who is lost not only is he walking, he is even walking faster than usual.
问题不在乎他有没有走路。
The question is not whether he is walking.
问题在乎他的方向是对的或者是错的。
The question is whether his direction is correct or wrong.
既然因为我是基督徒，所以我一定要替基督教说话吗？没有。
We cannot speak for Christianity just because we are Christians.
今天因为我喜欢科学，我一定要接受进化论吗？也没有。
We also should not accept the theory just because we think we are scientific.
当我可以证明进化论有非科学成分的时候，我就应当批判科学。
If I can prove that the theory has unscientific element, I should critique it.
当我发现宗教信仰里面有非真理成分的，我应当可以批评宗教。
In the same manner, I should critique my faith when I find that there is elements of untruth in there.
这个原则不但在基督教上，在别的宗教上，甚至在你自己的宗派里面，你都可以照着去行。
And this principle ought to be applied in all faith and all denominations.
谢谢你，我们再思想到。
Let us continue.
进化论的整个理论。
That the entire theory of evolution
是建立在另外两个原则的上面。
Is based on two other elements.
第一个原则。
The first one.
一切在变化中间。
That all things are in the midst of change.
这个变化是从低级变成高级的。
And this change starts from the simplistic into the complicated.
这一个假设的本身就是一种乐观的幼稚。
This assumption in itself is an optimism that is immature.
Optimistic, the naive optimisticism. 那这样的很乐观的、很幼稚的相信，不好的会变成好的，这个低级的变成高级的。比较简单的会变成复杂的。
This is a very naive optimism that things will go from become better and more advanced all the time.
这是进化论一个很特别的原则。
This is a very special principle of the theory.
第二个原则。
The second theory.
为了达到越来越好的果效。
That in order to become better and better.
所以强的会维持下去，弱的会自动淘汰。
They will be the survival of the fittest.
所以这个就叫做 the survival of the fittest.物竞天存，强者适应，弱者消灭。
And that the strongest will always survive, and the weak will be eliminated.
这个叫做天然淘汰、物竞生存的一种天然理论。
The idea of natural selection.
就 natural selection 就变成整个进化论的基础了。
It becomes the basis of the whole theory.
那么事情是越变越好的吗
？Is it true that things will become better?
那么如果做不能变好怎么办呢
？If it doesn't become better, what will happen?
你就一定给它淘汰掉。
The idea that you will be made obsolete.
这个理论跟中国人所讲的“成者为王，败者为寇；成者作王，败者灭亡”差不多一样的道理。
It's similar to the Chinese saying that if you succeed, you will be the king; if not, you will be a robber.
这件事到底对不对呢
？Is this correct?
我相信有部分的真理隐藏在里面。
I think there are partial truth in there.
什么叫做 survival of the fittest?
What does survival of the fittest mean?
如果一个女孩子
if a girl
长得鼻子比别人大50倍
has a nose that is 50 times larger than usual
有没有会说你这样可爱像你这样的人全世界很难找到你好像像一样的我一直摸你鼻子没有这样的人
Would a man say that I love you because you're unique in the whole world?
那一个眼睛凸出来一个眼睛斜下去看的人马上看就回头说从此不见你了
Indeed people will run away from you
所以这种人自动嫁不出去
And these people will have trouble getting married
免得下一代怪人又出现
So that the problem will not go into the next generation
这些特别丑
When these people were especially ugly
特别怪的人被淘汰掉的时候
especially strange people are obsolete
对他个人是很不公平没有结婚的机会
It is not just for the individual because she will never get married
对整个人类是一个福气
But it's a blessing for all of humanity.
特别对你的孩子，再见这种人是有好处的。
Especially for the next descendant.
那么这个叫做适者生存咯。
This is called survival of the fittest.
太弱的人
，the weakest link
没有抵抗力
，has no resistance，
自己消灭。
They will be obsolete.
没有抵抗力的人
，those who have no
ability to resist， 传染病来到的时候
，when the disease comes，
整批死了。
They will all die.
那个能存下去的人
，but those can survive，
富有传递生命。使人类再延续下去的重大责任。
They have the great responsibility to propagate the humanity.
所以他们就继续可以传宗接代了。
And they can continue to have descendants.
那么进化论主是这个。
The theory of evolution is based on this.
那么这个基础到底有没有真理的成分呢
？Is there element of truth in there?
有在里面。
There are.
四年以前。
Four years ago,
是 SARS 来到的时候
When SARS came,
SARS 一来，很多人就被杀死了
Many people died.
那么呢，新加坡就很多被杀死的人
In Singapore, there are many SARS victims.
那时候我很奇怪啊
At that time, I was curious.
新加坡很卫生
Singapore is very hygienic.
新加坡的医学很进步
Great scientific advances here.
新加坡杀死的人杀了很多
But many victims of SARS.
印尼很不卫生
Indonesia is unhygienic.
印尼医学也不进步
Medically not so advanced.
印尼的医药也不好
Indonesia doesn't have good facilities.
但是很少死于 SARS 的人
But few people die of SARS.
为什么呢
Why?
就因为新加坡太进步
Because Singapore is too advanced.
但是呢，里面的抵抗力比较衰弱。
But no resistance.
所以就不合进化论的理论吗？
So it's not with the theory of evolution.
比较不能适应吗？
You cannot adjust.
后来慢慢慢慢，我找出一个道理了。
After a while, I thought there's a reason.
原来 SARS 的菌呢？
The germs of SARS
在60度以下的冷的温度。
Can survive well beneath 60 degrees Celsius.
60度以下的温度。
In a temperature beneath 60 degrees.
那么它就可以好好的生存。它可以好好生存。
The bacteria can live well.
但是在70度、80度以上的高温。
But if beyond 70, 80 degrees.
它就容易死了。
It is easy for it to die.
那么印尼人都没有，很多房子都没有冷气。
In Indonesia, most houses do not have air conditioning.
这就热得不得了，吓死了，我不和你一同存在这个世界上。
And so because it's so warm, the SARS disease will not stay there.
所以没有办法，有人有 SARS 的菌也传不出去，因为一出去不久就死了。
The SARS germs will die very quickly under such an environment.
那么新加坡人个个家里有冷气。
But in Singapore, you have air conditioner everywhere.
所以 SARS 说，我就与你共存，我杀死你。
And so the SARS could enjoy its existence.
那么在几百年中古的时代的时候
，But in medieval times,
欧洲有黑死病。
In Europe, there was a plague.
一下子几十万、几百万人都死了。
Millions of people were killed.
迷信的人就这是天谴来到， those, 上帝审判了我们的罪。
Those who are superstitious believe that it is a judgment of God.
很多人就祷告求上帝怜悯。
Many people prayed for God.
但到黑死病过了以后呢
？But after the plague,
很多大的礼拜堂建起来了，荣耀上帝，感谢他的医治。
And many churches were built to glorify God and thank Him for His healing.
伦敦在中古的时代
，But in medieval London,
是又脏又乱又黑又最不卫生的城市。
It was a place that was most dirty and most unhygienic.
几十万人拥挤到伦敦的市中心来。
Thousands of people crowded in the city center.
直到今天呢，东南亚这些大城市的大街可以使伦敦感到很羞愧，他们没有几条大街。
Until today, London doesn't have too many streets.
那么如果一条街只有二十克，就是五十尺宽呢，已经很好了。
And the streets that are about 50 meters long is already quite unique there.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为四部马车跑来跑去都很松了。
Because it will give them the carriage's ability to move.
很多街道窄得不得了。
Their streets are narrow.
那么因为地皮贵，所以第一层造成第二层就凸出来。第三代再凸出来，第四代凸出来，到第四层，你可以跟对面的人早安，可以握手。
The land is so expensive that you keep building up and you get closer and closer to your neighbors.
所以上面的人可以讲话，可以跳来跳去。
And when you are up there, so close to your neighbors, you can talk to each other.
握手可以过桥，不必走下面的街道。
You can just go into another person's house.
这样阳光就不透射。
Because of that, the sunlight has been blocked.
下的房子就越来越来越衰弱。
And the houses have
细菌越来越多
a place where germs could then propagate.
直到有一年，在17世纪的伦敦大火
Until a year in the 17th century, there was a great fire in London.
半个伦敦烧掉了
Half of London were burned.
那个时候，一个传染病就终结束了
And then all diseases ended.
因为火可以灭菌
The fire could kill all the germs.
那么后来人就发现什么事情呢
And they discovered later,
发现那些没有死的人
that those who survived,
一方面是火救了他们
On the one hand, they were saved by the fire.
消灭了很多的细菌
The fire killed a lot of germs.
另一方面是他们基因里面抵抗力特别强
On the other hand, they have very strong resistance.
我相信进化论一定有它一些固定的真理因素才可以被这么多人接受
The theory of evolution must have certain truth in it for so many people to accept it.
物竞生存适者传留下来
This idea of the survival of fittest
其实也是逃避进化论的一个责任
It's also an escape of responsibility.
也就是说，那些不够好的基因的人没有进化的可能。
That those people whose genes are not so good will not evolve.
所以这个理论里面还有很多的毛病在里面。
Therefore, you see many holes in the theory.
那么因为物竞生存的缘故
，in this idea of survival of the fittest,
所以这些比较弱的就被淘汰掉了。
Those who are weaker will be eliminated.
就被消灭掉了。
Destroyed.
而这个理论在19世纪中叶的时候产生出来。
This theory came in the midst of the 19th century.
是非常资助当时的历史演化观。
It was able to support the idea of history back then.
这个理论呢，就很适合推展赫格尔的一种进化的社会。
It was easy for Hegel to use the theory to propose a new idea.
赫格尔已经死了。
He has died.
不，他的理论透过大我的进化论，就很容易被认为是一种正统的思想。
But his theory through Charles Darwin was easily accepted.
那么英国另外两个人是 Herbert Spencer 跟 Thomas Henry Huxley.
There are two persons in England, Sir Herbert Thompson and Henry Huxley.
他们借题发挥，把达尔文的进化论极力推广到全世界讲英文的世界里面去。
And both of them worked very hard to propose this theory to all English speaking world.
再加上德国、法国，很多的人可以接受这个理论作为反对基督教的正当的科学工具。
And Germany and France, many people accepted this because it is a good tool in opposition of Christianity.
所以就英国一跳跳到德国去了。
From England, the theory went to Germany.
Ernst Haeckel 就把这个理论再放在生物学，特别是人体解剖学跟人体的这种病理学跟这个生理学的研究上面去。
And Haeckel added this into the study of medicine.
不是赫格尔，是 Haeckel, H-A-E-C-K-E-L, 不是 H-E-G-E-L, 另外一个人。
Haeckel.
那么他就认为呢，我们现在生命中间呢，身体里面有90多种器官是现在没有用的。
Haeckel believed that there are more than 90 organs that are useless in our body today.
也就是说，在进化过程中间留下来的，那是残余的，是进化里面被淘汰掉。没有用的器官。
They are remnants from evolution in the world.
所以盲肠你把它割掉，你还照样活着。
And so you can get rid of your appendix and still live.
你扁桃腺你把它拿掉，你还照样活着。
Or you can take out your thyroid and still live.
他不但如此。
Not only this.
还说当你在胚胎里面的时候。
He says that when you are still a fetus.
你整个人就在水里面。
You are in water.
后来慢慢到你变成婴孩产生生出来的时候。
And then you will slowly grow to be a baby.
你就从不需要用肺呼吸到生出来才开始用肺呼吸。
You only start to use your lungs once you were born.
这就是人类进化过程的几个重要步骤重新再一次表演出来的秩序。
And Haeckel said that this is the way evolution was, how we grow in our body.
进化论产生的时候
，when this theory came about，
不但被社会学领受
，the society accepted it，
被历史学家接受
，historian accepted it，
也被帝国主义接受
，the imperialists accepted it。
为什么呢
？Why？
强者生存
，the survival of the fittest，
弱者消灭
，the weak should be eliminated。
先验理论
，this is nature。
所以我用军国主义、帝国主义征服别人。打败人扩张我的帝国这是天然的理论是应该的
And the imperialists believe that this is natural that I should use my military might to get rid of weaker races
所以到19世纪结束以后
After the 19th century ended
德国的 Bismarck
of
德国的
German
这个 Kaiser William
and Kaiser William
东边的日本
the Japan of the East
趁着这个理论
all use this theory
带来了全世界帝国主义征服别人的那种有哲学根据、有生物推理的这种合法性。
And to use all these theories to expand themselves based on scientific theories.
这是很可怜的事情。
This was something very sad.
不但如此，在那里无神论的中间。
Not only that, among the atheists.
那就反对上帝的人中间。
Those who are opposed to God.
他们就从这里得到一个力量。
They receive strength from this theory.
使他们建立他们的唯物理论的宇宙观。更合法化了
that their idea of materialism can be more legitimized.
是1859年这本书写成功了
After the book was published in 1859,
一年以后
One year later,
马克思共产主义的创办人
Karl Marx, the founder of communism,
就写一封信给达尔文
wrote a letter to Charles Darwin.
为什么呢
Why?
因为他感到这个对他很有帮助
He said that the theory was of great use.
那这个信写什么呢
The letter said,
下个礼拜我告诉你
I'll tell you what the letter said.
那你就知道历史上一些秘密了
Then you will know some secret in history.
为什么共产主义的人都要接受进化论
Why should the communists accept the theory of evolution?
就从那一封信开始
It started from that letter.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们是基督徒
We are all Christians.
我们今天接受这种思想的时候
When we accept such thoughts,
你是不是随他这样过去
Could it because you just let it be?
或者你认真对待他
Or do you have a solemn attitude towards it?
你不是不要紧就让撒旦做工
Do you say it's okay, let Satan do his work?
或者你好好抓住信仰的原则正面对待挑战
Or are you facing the challenges squarely?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果一个理论
If a theory
是有邪恶的动机
Has an evil motive
来抵挡真理
To oppose the truth
来摧毁真理的
To destroy the truth
我们就有责任挺身而出见义勇为为真理做见证
We have the responsibility to stand forth courageously to bear witness for the truth
再讲 Dan Brown 要摧毁基督教他用的办法是什么呢
Just as Dan Brown, when he wants to destroy Christianity,
自己怎么喊，没有人要听他的。
No matter how loud he shouted, no one listened to him.
达文西拉过来。
So what he did was to bring Da Vinci into the picture.
哈佛大学拉过来。
To bring Harvard into the picture.
皇家历史研究院拉过来。
To bring the Royal History Museum.
罗浮宫拉过来。
To bring together the Museum of Law.
利用 Sir Isaac Newton 的大名。
And the name of Sir Isaac Newton.
法国的 Hugo。Victor Hugo 的大名
and Victor Hugo of France
好像这些世界最伟大的人都是跟他同一口气站在反基督教的地步
as if all these people together with him are in opposition of Christianity
那么那些不要读书又不懂艺术又没有好好研究历史的人一给他骗就马上跟他一同反基督教
and those people who are ignorant of science of history of art has been fooled by him
如果他要诚实
if he were an honest person
他就说这个不是达芬奇 coat 这是 Dan Brown coat
He should say that this is a Dan Brown code.
所有全部程式用他的名字写。
That everything is written in my name.
不要用什么教授的名字。
Do not use the name of some professors.
Robert Langdon.
Like Robert Langdon.
你看哈佛大学的历史，从来没有一个大学教授名字叫做 Robert Langdon.
There was never a professor by that name in their history.
你看巴黎的罗浮博物馆里面，从来没有一个馆长叫做苏尼尔这个人。
Or the person Sunil in the Museum of Louvre.
根本没有 Jack Sunil 这个人。
Jack Sunil does not exist.
你看英国皇家历史学会从来没有一个叫做 Tibbing 的这一个人。
Or a person like TV in England.
照样在历史上达文奇从来没有说有他所讲的那种意象。
And in history, Da Vinci has never said things which Dan Brown said he said.
所以这些存心不良、邪恶动机的破坏信仰的人一出来的时候。
So when these people with evil motive, when they appear,
我们就应当要谨慎了。
Christians ought to be alert.
达文是不是反对基督教的
？Was Charles Darwin against Christianity?
我相信达文的动机没有邪恶到这个地步。
I believe that his motive was not so evil.
达文年老的时候
，When he was old，
他说：“直到今天，我感谢上帝，我还没有沦落成为无神论者。
”Charles Darwin said, "Till today, I thank God that I'm not an atheist."
达文写《物种起源》写最后一章、最后一面、最后一段的时候，出现几句话。
In the last page, last passage of the Origin of Species,
他说第一个生命一定是上帝用吹气的办法使它存在的。
Charles Darwin proposed that the first life form must come from the breath of God.
演化的结果成为现在这么壮观的宇宙万象是令我们肃然起敬的事情。
And we ought to admire the fact that it can evolve into such a grand scale today.
他进化的书就在这样的刺激中间结束了。
And he ended the book in this manner.
今天
，today，
我盼望我们更严肃。
I hope that we will be more solemn，
更认真的。
And be more sincere，
以做一个基督徒应当有的态度。
To understand the attitude we should have as a Christian，
好好讨论每一件事情。
And discuss all matters，
好像我们的信仰。不是盲从的。
That our faith would not be a blind faith.
好，我们叫我们的见证不是逃避责任。
And that our witness is not an escape from our responsibilities.
我相信。
I do believe.
有一天，达文真正明白他的理论不是科学的时候。
That one day should Charles Darwin understand his theory not to be scientific.
他会很不好意思的。
He would be ashamed.
如果达文西。
If Da Vinci.
如果这个 Bobby Telly。
If Bobby Charlie,
如果 Victor Hugo,
Victor Hugo,
如果牛顿
Isaac Newton,
如果这些人在的话，我会请他们吃饭，告诉他们有一本书在讲你们。
If these people are still alive, I will buy them dinner and tell them that there's a book that use your
name. 跟他们几个人坐飞机去找这个叫做 Dan Brown 的，大家给他一巴掌，就是。
And we will all go and look for Dan Brown, and each of them will go give him a slap.
请问你的信仰是真的吗
？Is your faith real?
你为你的信仰做了什么？
What have you done for your faith?
我们今天先讲到这个地方。
We will stop here this evening.
下个礼拜我们继续讲进化论，好不好
？Next week we will carry on with this.
你们好好预备心领受。
Prepare yourself to receive.
盼望有这些印成一个小书出来。
We pray that one day this will result in a book.
不但是你记得你听了什么
，Not only to help you remember what you've heard.
你可以做传福音的见证的工具。
But that you will have a tool for evangelism.
我们站起来祷告。
Let us rise and pray.
我们一同感谢上帝。
Let us all give thanks together.
十字架，十字架，永远。